This is the Technical Difficulties, and we've all been on adventures. And in this run, there is only one adventure we have not yet seen.
Oh, you're not letting us be pedantic this time.
No, I'm not, because I learn. Originally, these were going to be four disparate episodes that we could put in any order we want. No, we've got continuity now.
Now we've balls that up for the purposes of cheap laughs.
Yeah. Gary.
Yes.
It's the Technical Difficulties Cinematic Universe.
Yes, you called.
Yes, it's your turn. Are you going to let past you introduce this?
Or no,
are you
going to give I am actually. Let me right. roll. I want to see how this plays out.
Where have you brought me to this time, old girl?
Sorry.
Oh, You had to.
I didn't plan that. I simply stumbled across some portaloos and thought, that'd be a funny intro.
Yeah.
You could at least find a blue one. They're always blue. Why have you managed to find a red one?
We found the two red portaloos in the entire UK.
They're now trying to confuse us at their actual phone boxes.
Sorry. Portable toilets. Portaloo is a registered trademark of Portacabbing Incorporated.
Oh, yes, it is.
And we do not want to infringe on that, lest we get a letter from
them. We know someone who's got a letter about that. Yes.
Sponsorship.
Hello again. I'm on another adventure. I have not strayed far from home today. Behind me, you may see a column of buses, and around me, a phalanx of ill-fitting suits. No, there's not been an accident at the National Estate Agents Convention, and they're not all evacuating. No, it's race day in York. But I'm not going to ride a horse, although an idea. No. I am going to investigate one of life's great mysteries. Join me, if you will, on this expedition to the unknown. Good God, would you look at that over there? All those cheap suits. It's like D-Day for Matalan, look at it. Why do you have to wear smart clothing? Or like you're going to a wedding to go and watch horse racing. I never understood it. What? The horses are going to get offended? Horses need you to wear a tie? God forbid a jockey sees you without a fascinator. It's just weird.
Is this anything to do with race day and the Knavesmire at all? Or did you just happen to be going somewhere at race day here?
I happened to be going somewhere on race day.
It's just Gary's commentary on life in York.
This is just shtick. Okay.
This is just me walking with the camera, yeah.
Oh, good, okay.
What, you expected content?
I just thought you might be like going to do the announcement at the horse race or something like that.
Basically, I started and then I realised, you know what, it would just be really funny to do this lot and just lead you lot on for as long as possible as to what I'm going
to
be doing.
To be a bishop.
Oh, and I see why you'd say that, because I'm heading in Bishop Thorpley direction.
You're walking in a bishoply way,
All right.
Diagonally.
Any guesses as to what we're doing? That's right. Let's see if they look like this guy.
Are you making sausage?
I am making sausages.
You meant to see how the sausage is made?
Yes.
Wow. Apologies to any vegetarians, animal rights activists, anything like this watching this. We're going to see some meat now.
This is what I get cancelled for, is it? This is what I finally get cancelled for. It's been a long time coming. Yeah, I just want to see how sausages is made. So I went to the fantastic Knavesmire Butchers in York to go and be taught how to make hand sausage.
Okay, yes. Yeah, this is the pork. It's already mixed through. So this is your 5 kilo. And this is your five
That's
kilo.
That's going to be 5 kilo of sausage in there.
Yeah. So now you want to be... wants to go in here.
That in there.
Yeah, and this is ready for mixing.
Right.
So what seasoning do you like?
Whoa. Come on, let's see the seasoning options.
As you will see, I am dressed in the appropriate gear for this, by the way.
You get the hat!
He's got the hat!
So are these secret seasonings?
Yeah. So you've got sweet chilli, spicy cumberland, pork and apple, tomato, honey and mustard, just plain, cracked pepper. Oh, there's chip shop curry.
Curry sausage.
What's in plain seasoning? Just flour.
Wait, what do you reckon I've gone for then?
Cumberland.
Pork and apple. Cumberland.
He says pork and apple.
I'm disowning you if it's not Cumberland. You know what? I'm going to go for pork and apple.
Yeah. then.
Went for pork and apple.
All right. All right.
Because I wanted to feed this to my kids. And therefore, I knew that my eldest would not eat anything if it had the remotest amount of spice in it.
That's just two fails in one sentence.
Yeah, but if I make Cumberland, I only get to make one big sausage, don't I? If I make,
yeah, but it is kind of 5 kilos.
5 kilo Cumberland.
Do you
want
to mix it in?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Is that hand mixing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll give him a wash first, then.
Yeah.
Imagine it's only me going to give myself this dairy. You wait till I start knocking these round the back streets.
I know what you meant by that sentence, but I feel like for people not familiar with the local vernacular, you might just want to explain what knocking them round the back streets means.
Oh, when I'm knocking my sausage round the back streets of town?
Yeah.
Because it was a common thing in my youth. People would just turn up in pubs and flog stuff like nuts or whelks or sausage. I mean, that happened.
Really?
Yeah.
This is not getting any less euphemistic. You're going to have to use a different lexicon.
And knocking them around the back streets, you mean selling
things. Sell them at a discount price because they fell
gonna
off
go
a
there,
lorry. Yeah.
You're going to go there with a long coat and have sausages dangling.
Strings of it. Not like sausages. A big scarf.
Like the old Johnny Onions, but just sausages.
Yeah, you just see there, just get a knife and cut a few off. Yeah, yeah, I could do that now.
Where's the pork from?
Pigs. An idiot. And the minute those words left my mouth, I was like, yeah, that was a stupid thing to ask. But it was very good with me.
Pork is from a local market.
Okay, so yeah. You've got lovely local pork there.
Yeah, I'm going to get Yorkshire market, which is from a local farmer who's close to
me. Right, so I'm going to mix that up.
Oh, this is Luke, by the way, who's with me, who is the sausage maker.
Okay.
That's what he does in the butchers. He's graduated over many years of skillful practice and experience to be sausage maker for the butchers. Right? They have roles here. There are rules. You can't just stroll in unless you're me and suddenly start making sausage. There is a point where you walk in. I was like, well, how do I introduce myself? You know, I just turned up to the camera and went, hello, I'm here to make sausage. And just this magic gate opened. I was ushered through by Chief Butcher, given the hat and the apron, and it's like, right, off you go.
Crack on, son.
Yeah.
It's TV privileges, isn't it?
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's like when TV presenters turn up, do the thing and leave. Like, yes, yep. you could probably organise a sausage-making session, but you'd have to be... That sounds wrong. You'd have to queue up, and you'd have to wait the turn and wait for the kids to be taught the thing, and then you get a quick go, and you get kicked out. It's like, hello, my producer has said that we will be doing the thing.
You're doing full Greg Wallace inside the factory here.
I cannot stress how many butchers our producer had to ring round to find one that was going to take the call and be okay with this, by the way.
How long have you been doing sausage making or butchery?
I've been here ever since like school, so I'm 26. So
I was going to say that a week ago.
16, yeah. He's one of the hardest jobs.
All right.
Get used to it. It's like the... When I first did them, I couldn't link them. Someone else had to link them. And then
oh, my God.
Yeah, you just get used to it. You'll struggle to link them. The other bits is like, it's not too bad, but the linking's the one where it's...
So that's the challenge, yeah. Right, yeah.
It's professional, is it?
Yeah, it's a pro. Well, apparently the linking is going to be the test, isn't it? Yeah.
Right, so that's ready to go back through the mince and out.
Oh, you just saw a quick glimpse in the fridge there. It's just, if you are veggie or in any way fond of animals.
The cutting tables, probably.
Look away now, because it's just full of pig. I'll be honest with you.
Just go to the minister again.
Yeah, so that's in there.
Yeah. Minister on.
And then you just bring it through.
That's frightening. Brilliant.
Just going down in this hole here.
You just stick your fingers in
that
the minister.
Feels like your hands are
that
very
felt,
close.
I know, but I'm like, oh my God. Because I thought that was a bit much. But no, it's fine. The blade is very far away from the finger portions.
All right.
So that's ready.
Sausage machine. Oh, you're kidding.
Right.
And is that the one that's
going to
lock it in?
Jeez. Oh,
it's
one of those.
A good bit.
I don't know what it is, but it's definitely one of them.
Yeah. That's the squirter outer that puts it into the skins.
Oh, it feeds upwards.
Ah, yeah. It's a thing
it's
below
gravity.
That pushes
it's got a,
up.
Got a pusher.
I thought it would be that, but as you'll see, you control it with your knee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, knee in, not foot down.
Yeah. Knee in, so you've got both your hands
you've
free.
You've got a that's long sausage well. If you're controlling it with your knee.
Hey!
All of this sausage talk, and that's the first penis joke.
It is. It's okay. Yeah.
I'm proud of us. Not you, but us.
I can't tell you how much I was skirting around the whole don't make dick jokes while I was there. I was every time it was like, nope, nope, nope in my head. So I wasn't actually saying that much because everything was going to be like...
Right, where we're up to now is the bit you may be familiar with, which is the sausage machine. There it is.
What have we got on the...
That's the skin, that's what the sausage
is. Sausage, is it? Is that what, go on, what is the skin itself?
It's, well, it's sheep intestines, it's like the artificial...
Right, yeah. Okay.
That doesn't answer it. What?
It's sheep intestine.
Sheep?
Oh, sorry, or artificial sheep intestine.
What?
So what, so is,
what
it?
Is it?
Well, I know.
Food science, I think, is the answer to that. From what, like, it, you,
it's
it
got
used
to be edible. I know it used to be...
It used to be intestine. Now it's edible...
Collagen, I assume, stuff. Yeah.
This is going to go fun. Anyone can mix mince, guys.
This is what you do with your... See, this is what controls the...
Oh, right, your knee.
Yeah, so this lifts... You know, this lifts it up to the top and this brings it through.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So your knee operate and
yeah, so your knee operate and then you just nip the end so it doesn't all fire out.
Whoa.
And that's it coming.
Oh, that's fast. Oh. That's fast. Right? That is disgusting. But fast.
I have never filled one that quickly before.
So if you want to have a go, just make sure... Like, if you just watch me for just a second, you feed it through. So
yeah.
You're using both hands. You're pulling, like, back with this hand.
Yeah.
Like so.
Yeah.
Like that. And you just use your knee.
Are we just going to do the whole of that?
Pretty much the whole of that will probably be that mix.
Jeez. Yeah. All right, here we go. Time for the advanced stage. Literally everybody is chuckling around me. They know what's going to happen. I too know what's about to happen here.
Yeah, you just got the instructional equivalent of the sausage goes in the tube, crack on, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. He just goes, your knee does that, it comes out and you go like that, and he goes right over to you. I cannot stress how quick this all was. This was done in about, the whole filming was done in about half an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, it was no-nonsense sausagery. And he was just like, that was pretty much all the induction I got was, right, you stick your knee on it, it comes out, you feed it through. Nothing else did I
get. Wash your hands, here's the safety gear. Good luck.
Yeah, and then he's
safety
up and...
gear. It's just a plastic poncho.
Other people's safety.
It keeps us all safe from Gary's excitement.
You need your hands like it's easier to clean your hands than it is to keep cleaning gloves because people forget to do that. I know that.
Okay.
But also, you do need the manual dexterity because all of the next bit is just on feel. Because if you overfill, if you go too slowly in pulling it across, it's going to burst open.
I assume this would just be a machine yeah. that would go ka-chunk, ka-chunk, just, ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
No.
You chuck the pigs in one end and the sausages come out the other end.
It's push, so the harder you push the thing with your knee in, the quicker it's going to go. So that's the speed control. So if you would just jam your knee over to the right, it would just go like that, right? And you've got to somehow synchronize the pressure of your knee with the speed of your hands. If you go too slow, it's just going to burst open and fire high-pressure sausage everywhere, right?
I want to see it without the sausage skin on the ends. So it just goes...
it's just a pork meat fire extinguisher at that point, right?
Genuinely slightly nauseous.
That phrase. Oh. But if you go too slow, then you're going to leave big holes in the skin and that's what makes it pop when you cook it, right? So you have to try and again, I stress, I have had no practice at this. I somehow have to fly this sausage machine first time and get it spot on or I am firing 5 kilo of sausage meat up that butcher's wall.
Oh, God, I hope that's how it turns.
You don't need to pinch there now. You're feeding it through with that hand and, like, using this hand to, like, you know, just, like, run the skin through. And you just put place your knee gently on it because it'll come out.
Slightly gently.
Yeah, but not. Yeah, and then get ready. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, pull it through.
Yeah, let
this come loose. Keep your knee on it.
Keep your knee on it.
Keep your knee.
What?
Keep your knee.
That's my
arm,
isn't it?
Yeah. As long as it's not splitting, you're all right. There we go. Just do it like a sharp burst, then it's a bit easier. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, look at that.
Yeah.
Flip-flops.
Oh! Now you've prolapsed it.
No.
So, you go. You just let it off.
No, we don't want to do that.
No.
He It's been so long.
You see, this is what we knew. This is why you took years getting to sausage machine. Oh, I've split it. It's a big split.
The guy's giving you no chance.
Nah. I mean, he's lovely. He's really good at what he does. And to be honest, his business is not teaching idiots how to do his job.
And he's teaching you the way he was taught. It's like, you know, sausage machine, do it.
Sausage eyes, yeah.
Sausage maker's meat.
I think that's it.
That's the end.
He's just doing it while your hand hovers above.
You get more sausages that way.
Yeah. So where we're up to... is that. Look at that. I mean, it's by no means perfect, that.
I'm like, I'm going, oh, but like, that's...
That's kind of where your food comes from, Tom.
Yeah,
it just
I know.
Is what it is, mate.
Yeah.
I recognise
that. But I recognise that, but it's weird to see how the sausage is made. You're right.
We've had a couple of big splits in the skin, so this... Yeah. These lads going back in here. Well, there's some left. What do you do with the bit that's left?
Well, you can have it. It's just because...
It's more mince than a man can handle.
We can make some sausage patties of that.
Oh. I hope the kids like sausage, because that's all we're having for the next month.
So I will say, in the true Generation Game style, doing sausage is not that easy, especially with the sausage pumping machine, right? Because... And the thing is, when I asked him that about, do you get a sausage maker's knee? I mean, what do you talk about when you're making sausage with another guy? You're just doing this obviously phallic thing. You're like, what do we talk about now? I don't know what to say. I just said, do you get a sausage maker's knee? I was like full of all these sausage questions. Like, what's your most popular sausage? What do you like the most? What's your secret tip for all the sausage lovers out there?
And is he going, yes, I can tell it's your first time.
Pretty much.
So there is the sausage lord. Which is, you know...
Not bad for a first time.
That's being polite. I think that's probably a bit crap for a beginner. But I have a sausage, everybody. Right, we've got to link it now. This is apparently the really tricky bit.
Yeah, hit that. Turn it. Then you've got the opposite. Obviously, when we're doing them, we have to keep them apart. Like, you know, like pretty much very simple.
Yeah.
But what stops them unraveling while they dangle?
Well, you'll find out. Nothing.
Give us a demonstration of how quick you do this. So here's the expert approach on this.
Is that really? I have to look. I just know.
You just know.
Yeah, I just know, Eric. You get used to
the field. Is that it? Yeah. About three or four?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other way with that one.
There we go.
Yeah, that's a string. Look at that.
I
got a string of your actual sausage.
There we go. I did get it in the end. Mm. Boy, then you got to do is get them into the nice, neat...
Yeah, that
overhanging pile.
I can't undo them, let alone do them.
Well, you try doing the bastards. That's what I'm about to try.
It's kind of... like coiling a cable when I'm tidying up all the equipment here afterwards. Yeah. You have to do one the way and one the other way to stop it all end up being a spiral at the end.
This is going to be a Tom Hurl, but of course it's cold sausage meat as well that you're dealing with.
You're right.
So it's cold, right. Clammy this way. Your instinct is to kind of go, this a little bit, but you've got to be really confident with it.
And that's why he's going, it's just food, and you're going, ugh.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
It's not bad for the first time.
Yeah, you know, the career as a master of sausage is definitely yet to come, but this is going to be the bit, you see, where you get it all nicely presented. Do you do that thing where, which then, Philistines like me could, like, just straight undo the minute we start cooking.
Yeah. Do you want to have a...
Oh, heck, yeah, all right. So from the bottom?
Yeah, just hold on to them, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Be back in there. Right, so you get that. Right. So turn me slowly.
Only.
Just there?
Yeah.
All right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, only, yeah. Only, we don't want to make them too hard to undo.
One on each arm. Yeah. Oh!
There you go.
Good link. Thank you so much for spending your time with
me.
You're busy. It's a busy day. You've got race colours outside wanting a sandwich. You're a professional.
acrylic in the back, playing around with your sausage machines.
Funny that they let you book it on that day, really.
I was amazed because it was honestly a constant stream of people coming in for like sausage sandwiches.
Hot beef sandwich, aren't they?
Hot beef sandwich, pie and peas. So there's a constant stream of guys in suits coming in to buy this. I'm mucking around in the background making sausages, basically getting in the way of a well run and very professional good business. I was like, yours astounded. I was like, hang on, why am I here doing this today of all days?
Yeah, do you think you'd have them on any given Wednesday, wouldn't you?
It was generally just turn up at 2 o'clock. It was like that. Yeah.
Hey. Look at that. That went from that whole bowl of mince to some fine sausages. Thank you very much. You've been a very patient instructor of an idiot. Got to get things out now.
I'll get you a bag.
Thank you.
Suddenly, I'm like, I've got 5 kilo of sausage to go.
Now what?
That's incredible. Thank you so much. Well, there you have it. By my own hands, 5 kilos, roughly. We might have lost a few. Pork and apple sausage. By my own hands. The Brad and Bangers company, certainly, yeah. I'm not going to rule it out, that's all I'm going to say. Thank you very much to Nave Meyer Fowls and Butchers. They've been very patient with a complete tool. But yeah, I made sausage.
Now what are you thinking? But you know what? No one goes away empty-handed. Cause...
Yeah!
Oh!
Hang on.
How long have they been...
5 kilos and we get 2 slices of one.
Well, try it first. I'm going to have some hungry.
All right.
I'm made by me.
I like the Thomas.
I'm good. Thomas and Avenue. I'm good.
Yeah, that's a sausage, that.
That's good news, cause.
Yeah.
There you go, Matt.
Thank you.
Tommy, you out.
I'm out. No, thanks for coming.
I can't take it back home now.
How long ago did you do this?
It's been in the freezer. It's been in the freezer.
Since this morning.
So there you go. I made an sausage.